Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 8:41 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 37 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1. Your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us this morning. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or download the free WRHI app, and you can listen to us all day long, every day, right there. Keep up to date with information and some fun stuff as well. Because you know what? You got to have some positive. Because if you always just consume yourself with negative, eventually it's going to make you feel really, really bad. And there's a lot to be thankful for.
That is very true. We're going to eat smart and move more right now on Palmetto Mornings. We have the acting chair joining us here on Palmetto Mornings.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Patty. Good morning, Lucas. Thank you for having me.
Well, we are so glad to have you with us. And, of course, this coronavirus has you all are always active and busy making sure that that our community is in good shape. But I think this coronavirus has only put you guys in a higher speed. Tell us, first of all, what your mission is and how this coronavirus has impacted what you do.
Certainly. So Eat Smart, Move More York County is the local coalition of the state nonprofit, which is Eat Smart, Move More South Carolina. And our mission is to make the healthy choice the easy choice. And we do that through promoting access to healthy foods and active community environments.
And it's so important, especially right now, because there are places where food is in abundance, of course, with restaurants closing. We've got surplus. We've got a different balance than we had before going into the COVID-19. But like anything, you got to connect the where to go, the supply with the need, and meet the two in the middle. How are you helping the community find some of these places that have plenty of food to give?
Right. So we are working to collaborate with our community partners to make sure that people are aware of the food resources out there. So as you know, food insecurity is not new to COVID-19, that in South Carolina, approximately 15% of people are living in food insecure households. In York County, we've got over 15% of kids and 10% of adults who don't know where their next meal is coming from. But with this COVID-19 and the economic impacts, the need has increased exponentially. But Eat Smart, Move More York County is fortunate to work with many community partners who are active in this area. For example, with the Clover Area Assistance Center, they can supply food to their customers. We work with many groups, and we're trying to bring awareness to the efforts that they are doing, and also try to bring people together so that we can build upon each other's efforts and see how we can support each other.
You know, Elizabeth, our school districts have done a fantastic job keeping those meal programs at each individual district still moving forward, even last week during spring break. In fact, Rock Hill School said, I think they set a record 50,000 meals they've served since this has happened. So that's being taken care of for the young folks. What about the older folks that maybe rely on those, we would call them Meals on Wheels program? How do we stand when it comes to that?
Yes. So you pointed out Rock Hill School District. All of the school districts continue to feed the children during this coronavirus, even with the schools closed down. So we're fortunate for that. And for the older adults, you bring up an excellent point. So as you know, they're the more vulnerable population at this point. Certain places have closed down, so the Dorothy Day Soup Kitchen and Pilgrims Inn Food Pantry, they have temporarily closed due to concerns about the operating environment, about remaining safe in this environment. However, others have stepped up to try to support it. So, for example, the Adult Enrichment Center, they are making sure that they are getting food to their needy customers. So they're doing home delivery right now. Similarly, the Clover Area Assistance Center, they have added home delivery to their most vulnerable customers. And then there are other areas. For example, there's the Community Cafe, which operates in Lake Wiley, Fort Mill, Rock Hill, and they're adding a York route April 14th. They do delivery into neighborhoods via a food truck, and so they offer free meals off of their food truck on set routes. So people are working to try to get foods to the elder, more vulnerable population, but there still are needs.
Absolutely. And to your point, a lot of seniors that before COVID-19 just were able to go to the grocery store, now you've got the fear of that vulnerability to this virus, giving them reason to choose another way to get food. There's the getting to know how to get in touch with people. We see Facebook postings of, you know, neighbors that have extra items put, you know, just kind of putting it out there, because nobody wants to be in that percentage of need. There's a certain amount of pride, or you don't want the stigma, but we are working through this together, and it takes all resources. I know our farmers markets, our produce stands, this could also be an opportunity for people to discover places in South Carolina and in York County that maybe they didn't even know were there before.
Yes, you bring up several excellent points. One point, seniors, many supermarkets do have hours for the more vulnerable population, so maybe it's an hour before the store starts or in the beginning. But one resource I would like to point you to is that the nonprofit Rivendell Farms of the Carolinas has created an amazing interactive map. So if you go online, you can see their food access resources, and you can click on your area, and it shows you all of the food access points near you. So it could be free meals, it could be meals that you can drive through and pick up a meal. I think on the one map it's all free meals. On their second map, you can see farm resources and farmers market resources, so where you can go to get fresh foods, which is something also that people might be lacking at this time.
And if you can give us that website again, what is it called?
It's called Rivendell Farms of the Carolinas.
Farms of the Carolinas. Okay. That's a great one.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Well, Elizabeth, that is the eating portion of Eat Smart, Move More. And of course, it looks like people are moving more because they're out and about in their communities and neighborhoods and walking, of course, practicing physical distancing. But it goes hand in hand for sure. And we're so lucky to have Eat Smart, Move More. Again, the coalition, a local chapter right here in our own backyard. I know you guys are available. If folks have any questions, they can certainly reach out to you. And we certainly appreciate it, Elizabeth.
Thank you very much for your time and the opportunity to share this information.
All fantastic. Right. Thank you. Of course, that's Elizabeth Duda, the acting chair for Eat Smart, Move More right here in York County, making the healthy choice the easy choice.